All right, hopefully you are all excited for today. I'm excited. I worked on this quite a bit, and I'm hoping that I'm going to bring some value, just show you some things, and show you how I organize a lot of stuff. For me, I feel like we have so much stuff as entrepreneurs, business owners, parents, people who are in relationships, people who like to travel, go do social things and manage the household and all the things that we do. And for me, it's just been hard to find a way to be able to get everything that's in my head all the time out so that I can actually take action and do things. And so it's been a little bit of a struggle learning my system, the way my brain works, the way that I need to get things out of my brain so that I can start taking action on them, organizing my thoughts, organizing my to-dos, being able to track where I'm at, being able to go back and start where I left off, just the different things like that. And so I've used many, many, many different softwares. Today, we're going to go over Notion, which after using so many, this is just really one that I absolutely love because it's super customizable. Now, I just want to preface and just have a disclaimer that everything in our agency gets tracked and has automations and integrations through monday.com. We love Monday. Notion does not replace Monday. It's completely different. Notion's really for me as the agency owner, as someone who has a lot of stuff going on in their life. And it's a lot more of like a digital place for me to put notes and track things that I need to be doing specifically to me. You can absolutely do these things through Monday if you just want one system, but I'm going to show you today Notion and why I use this specifically for that, as opposed to Monday, which I used to also use Monday for these things. So there you go. Notion is also free unless you want to do a whole bunch of more complicated stuff, which obviously it has options to do, which I'm also learning. So as I learn these things, I will come back and share things that I'm using, but I use the free one. I do have a link for you to get Notion to start. And then I also have something awesome that I'm going to talk to you about at the end. So let me just put the link for Notion really quick in here, just so you have it. Give me one sec so I can go to my Notion section where I have this. Okay, hold on a second. All right, so I will put Notion, a link to get started on there in the chat so that you know what I'm talking about. But don't go straight into doing that and not pay attention to today and like what we're doing, because I want to make sure that you can pay attention, obviously. This is being recorded. You will get a copy of this as well. I just wanted to make sure we chatted about that. So, okay. So when you first get into Notion, this is what this looks like. And again, what I just wanted to say is that Notion has become my second brain. It's where I measure a lot of things, how I'm doing with execution, where I put all my brain dumping, where I keep track of links and things that I want to be able to access quickly in an organized manner. And it's also like my task manager. So you'll see here, I have this template. It's called Agency Owner Notion Template Pack, which I will explain to you how you can get a copy of this at the end. But I want to go over exactly how I built this, why I built it the way that I did, and how you can use Notion for your business and your agency. So just to get started, we're going to go through all these different sections and explain to you exactly what they mean. I used to use an inbox for note-taking. And let me know if you can identify with this or if this is something you might struggle with, but I would write on notebooks. I had notebooks, like books, like everywhere, which I still kind of do sometimes, depending on, I love pen to paper. That's just something I'm trying to get away from, but it's just something that I love. I learn better and retain information better when I'm writing things down. It's more of like that kinesthetic learner. And the way I memorize things when I was in college, like if I had to cram for a test, I would just write everything 100 times. And when I was taking the test, I could actually close my eyes and envision what the page looked like. So that helped me. But I would use notebooks, and then I'd have planners and calendars, and then I would have notes on my phone, and I would have notes in all kinds of different softwares and different things, and everything was just everywhere. Or I became like the post-it queen. There's post-its all over the place, right? So for me, I love the fact that I can just go on to Notion, and there is an app for Notion on your phone, and it's so easy to use. I love it. I have a shortcut on my phone dashboard where I can just go to Quick Note, and really here, all I do is jot down like ideas. And so what I absolutely love about Quick Note, what I absolutely love about Notion is it's customizable. You can make it fun. You can see, you can add covers, you can add emojis and pins and just different things like that. But here I would just come in and quickly jot down that I need to buy milk, right, at the grocery store. Or I can quickly just make a grocery store list if I know I'm going to the grocery store. You'll see that it says type /" for command. So when you type a /, it'll give you an option to basically build out whatever you want to see and whatever you want to use. Or if you want to integrate some stuff, there's a bunch of awesome things. So you'll see that throughout here and why I built it the way I built it. But let's just say I wanted to build a to-do list or a list of things that I'm going to buy at the grocery store, so I can do that. And then when you use it, you can just check mark, or you can actually just get rid of it if you want to. I would just take this and drag it into trash, however you want to do that. This is a toggle. Basically, it just means that when this is down, you'll see everything that's in there. And when it's not down, you'll just see the title, to-do list. You can add subpages, and then you can embed links. So I embedded an awesome YouTube video that you should go check out. If you're not subscribed to our YouTube channel, you should. We have trainings and videos and things that go up every single week. Okay, there's my shameless plug there. So Quick Note is the first place that I just dump everything every week. And I come back at the end of the week and I go through and I will then take the information if I need to keep it and categorize it into the different sections that I have within Notion. But this is really just like my quick inbox kind of sandbox for where I throw everything in when I'm on the go or in a hurry and I don't have time to really go through each of the Notion sections we have. So that's what Quick Notes is. And then I built out a dashboard. So this is the main place where I will hang out for the majority of my day and my time. I always have Notion up on my computer, and there is an app if you have Mac. I'm not sure how it works on Windows desktop, but I'm pretty sure there's an app on the desktop as well. Right now you can see I'm just using kind of like a cloud-based option, but you can do that on any computer, even if it doesn't have the app downloaded. And again, you can use it on your phone. So here you can change icons, whatever you want. You can upload customized different icons and different things. By the way, I believe Brittany's here. Brittany, if you're here, I was looking for that dang Notion icon link that has all the cute little black and white Notion icons. Can you put it in the chat if you still have it? I don't know what I did with it, and I was looking for it. I couldn't find it. You can also change the cover here to whatever it is that you want, so you can make it fun. And so the first thing that I'd like to have on my dashboard is three things that I'm focusing on. I talk about having a top three for the week, the month, the year, different things like that, and even down to your days. But right now, I just put a couple things in here. These are all examples, as you'll see, and you can obviously change and update these as you need to, but it just helps me stay on focus on the things that are kind of top priority. Here, you're going to see a bunch of shortcuts. I'm going to explain what those are in just a second. The next thing is just really going over my recurring things I have to do on a daily, weekly, monthly, annually, and quarterly basis.
Routines that I need to do during certain times.
Hold on, I gotta mute somebody. Okay, there we go. It gives me the reminder of the tasks that I need to get done during those times. So it really helps me remember the things that I've got to get done and creating kind of those routines. So I know daily there's things I have to do and weekly there's things I have to do. It just helps. And like you can see, this is the toggle where if you just click on that little arrow, it'll break it all down for you and you don't have to see the full view all the time. The next thing that I have is a tracker. You can absolutely edit this. This is just an example, but really making sure that I do my daily things every day, Monday through Friday, so I can make sure that I checked my email. Maybe it's engaging on social. We communicate in our agency through Slack, so I want to make sure that I'm checking that. Any mail that I might have to go through, different things like that. I don't know what that is. Let's get rid of that. So when you have a tracker like this, what's really awesome about it is that you can absolutely change all of these different sections. If we wanted to add one, you can see all these different options. You can have numbers, selections, statuses, dates, person, files, checkboxes, formulas. I mean, it's crazy how much you can add in here and whatever information you want to have. What we've built out is really just to keep it simple for you, because if I made it really complex, it would be hard for you to use. You'd get overwhelmed and you wouldn't know what to do. And so I recommend starting off with something like this so that you can then add on to it as you get familiar. The last thing we want to do is add more things that are going to stress us out and make it hard for us to execute. But once you have here, let's say you want to create more detail, you'll open this up and there's a ton of room for you to then create, again, any kind of to-dos, any kind of links, pages, headings, whatever you want. And we'll show you some things that we've created templates for within these. So daily tracker, the next thing that I have on here is the master to-do list. If you've seen any of my YouTube videos or if you've seen how I use productivity hacks, master to-do list for me is a huge component of that. For me, a to-do list really is never going to end. It's kind of like this ever-running, fluid kind of list of things that need to get done. And every time I think of something that I need to get done, I will put it in my master to-do list. And it's great to be able to say, if it's done, it'll get off of here. How high is the priority? Is there a due date? Is there a type? So is it something administrative? Is it something that has to do with tech? Is it something about emailing someone or checking an email? Or maybe it's stored in an email. Is it about running an errand? Things like that. So we have these categories in here for you. And again, I had an example of scheduling a CPA meeting, and then there's some information here that we can continue kind of the conversation or breaking that down. So when you go to do a new one, let's say another to-do that I have today is outline workshop. I don't know. We're just going to use that as an example. I'll open this and then you'll see here that there is a template for you to create a task. And what that's going to do is give you like an option to have that template already in there. You can write a description about what it is that you have to do and any sub actions or any sub tasks that you need to get done within there. So you can see that easily. And then let's see, I have a toggle because I don't want to have to see this all the time, which means I just need to click this thing to be able to see it, but I'll have business goals and you can use this and move them however you want to just keep track on what you're doing and how you're doing. See, I love having you guys. Thank you. Okay, back to business. So let me know if you have any questions on dashboard. I'll show you what I was talking about again, because it was showing the wrong one, but you would just come in here, open this up. And again, you'd have a project template that would fill all this information out to help make sure that you are able to keep track of what you're doing, just based on the things that I think are important to help you create that kind of subsection of any information that you would need. So shortcuts right here. What you'll notice is all of these are shortcuts. You'll see the little arrow. It means that it goes back to any of these boards. And what I wanted to do is have just the main dashboard as a favorite so that every time I come in, I know I go to my main dashboard. And it'll include a lot of these things that I have here on the left, which encompasses all of the things that I use as an agency owner. And so I wanted to have a place, kind of just your home screen, if you will, of how I can access these really quickly. For example, if I just want to get rid of my sidebar, I can do that, but I can just work off my dashboard. So we'll go through all of these together. Now you'll see these are all the different things that you would have access to, but a lot of it's going to be accessed through the dashboard. So first thing we're going to do is go over business goals. You see this on the dashboard at the bottom, but if you wanted to come in here and really work on this, you can absolutely do that. And then there are different views that you can use. So this one's a board view, kind of like a Kanban style. You also have a table and you can also create millions of other options. If you have dates for things, deadlines, and you want to look at a calendar view, you can do that too. If you want to just look at a list and keep it simple and not have a huge table, you can do that too. So we've already created the board for view for you and the table view for you. So let's go back and look at the other stuff that we've got. This one I'm actually going to come back to because I want to go through this in detail, but the next one we created is a content planner. So you'll see here you have a table view and a calendar view. So anything you have in here for content planning, it's just not fully filled out, but once it's in there, you will see it here on the calendar for that date. And for example, we wanted to do a behind the scenes, introducing team members, a Facebook post. Right now it's just an idea. We'd like to post it by the end of this month. The video maybe is stored on your iPhone. I have an issue sometimes creating content and not always remembering where I've stored it. Is it in Zoom? Is it in Canva? Is it on my phone? Like, where is it? And just having the different topics that we might want to talk about. Is it auto insurance? Is it a productivity hack? Is it about marketing? Are we trying to get referral partners? Is it behind the scenes company insight stuff? So we gave you those categories and you can obviously edit those and change those quickly by just clicking here and changing the name, changing the color. You can also add anything you want just by typing it in. Let's just say we want to have a conversation about business insurance. Or we want to create content based off that, right? So I just clicked on it and I typed it out and it immediately came up, right? So you can change that again, getting rid of that, and we're going to put it back to behind the scenes. The other thing that I have down here is a list of content ideas that we use. So anytime I have any ideas, usually they go into the quick note and then I'll categorize it where I need to at the end of the week. But here's just one example. You just have a running list of ideas before you really put it in here and decide that you want to have something completely created and publish date and all of that stuff for content. But all I did here was add in a Pinterest link for a checklist that I saw for an address change. So if you're someone that works with people that are moving, or maybe you're doing a lot more home insurance, or you target people who are in the moving process or home buying process, maybe they just moved to your state and you want to create some content to attract some people that are new to your area, then creating an address change checklist for someone could be a great piece of content for you to create. So this is just an example. So that's the content planner. The next thing that we keep track of is our tech stack. So any kind of technology that we use software-wise, I know we, in this industry specifically, we get bombarded with all kinds of tech, and I'm actually showing you another one. So let's just say you decide you want to start trying to use Notion. We'll put that in here. We'll put in the login link. You can use the username and password if you want to, if you feel comfortable to do that. You don't have to, but also it'll tell you what type of tech this is if you want to use it. So for example, this is a project management system. You can call it whatever you want, but that again will keep track of all the technology that you have. Maybe even here you can put in how much this thing costs every month. So you can just put in the cost or the expense if you'd like. And then you can come in here and just put it as a US dollar. And then at the end, you'll be able to calculate how much you're actually spending on technology if you want to. As you can see, these are the different ways you can just keep adding and changing things in Notion. And then I keep going back this way, but you can also go back to your favorites. If you have a Mac, you can swipe left or right. Not sure if you guys know that. The next thing that we have is brand assets. So for us, we want to make sure that we have all of our branding and our assets in one place. So if we're working with a social media manager, if there's someone on our team that's responsible for taking care of social media, different things like that, we want to make sure that there's a place that we can share this information with them and that we can communicate through here. So in order to share, you'll just come here to share and you will copy this link, or you can invite people based off their email. If I invite somebody to this board, this is the only thing that they're going to see. So for example, when we did Unfiltered Experience, which is a conference and event that we did back in August, I invited our event planner into the board and we would communicate and have everything listed in one place. It was honestly amazing for us to all be able to see what was going on at any given time. So first thing we got is the brand assets. I put a logo for Notion in here, just an example, because I don't know your logo and I wouldn't want to just put one person's logo. So we're going to use Notion, but this is a gallery view. You can have millions of other views. So if you just tap that or click on that plus sign, you can decide how you want it. Do you want a board? Do you want a timeline? Do you want a table, etc.? And then you can also filter and sort the things that you want to see. So let's just go back to the gallery view. You'll see here, I'll have the file with the logo in there, the date that we put it in, what type of asset is it? Is it for social media? Is it your colors? Is it some kind of video you use for your business? Is it a specific image that you want to use for your business? Fonts, logos, maybe headshot bio, that type of thing. And then what type of file it is. So if you have your logo in multiple different files, you can actually put that in here multiple times and then you'll be able to quickly find it. So it's just a nice place for you to find everything. So this is what it looks like when it's bigger. Here's what it looks like in this view. And then if you go, you just click this to add a new one. Super, super easy to do. And then ICA, if you don't know what ICA is, it stands for Ideal Client Avatar, and this is for copies. So I did put in some stuff just to give you an idea, but again, these are the toggles. So we don't see it unless you need to see it. So some of the things we've gone through before, if you've been to workshops with us, we've talked about lots of things when it comes to branding. And by the way, the theme for November is going to be all about branding. So if that's something that's interesting to you, make sure you're sticking around and you're following on YouTube and in the group. But I have a list of some pain points that our clients might feel: the price, the rating, requirements and limits for the state, or for carriers, low society knowledge about how insurance works. They feel like it's complicated, the process, it's time consuming, right? So these are a lot of great things to have, and just having a place to write out things that you can create content from. And then some pleasure points, things that your ideal client avatar wants to get to. They want to trust the agency. They want to build a relationship. They want easy and simple processes. This is just a place to add in everything that you can when it comes to copy, when it comes to things about your ideal client avatar. So then when you have your content planning scheduled out, or you need help figuring out what to put on the content planner, you can come in here and have a lot of information and research that you've done about your ideal client avatar and your target audience, if you will, and then any copy that you've created. So any product specific copy would go under here. If it's information about, you know, liability insurance for a particular policy, you can have that information in here and use that in your copy. The next thing is testimonials and reviews. Hopefully you guys are getting Google's reviews. Hopefully you're getting testimonials, but this is a place for you to be able to build out how you want to see it and how you want the reviews to be categorized and organized in here. So if you want to create content or you want to share these reviews and testimonials on your website, you could share this with your web developer. You can use this for content planning. However you want to continue to use this, you can do that. So that's always good to have that. Bio and headshot, again, any bios for each person on your team, maybe headshots for your team, different things that you're using there. This is just a place to store all these assets, makes it super easy. And then any media that you might be in, if you've been part of an article, been in the newspaper, done a podcast, done a YouTube video, or been on a TV show or anything like that, you can keep track of that and link. So again, you can share that with your clients. Your team can have access to it if they want to give some information to anybody, putting it on your website, etc. It's just a place, again, to store all those things. All right. Next thing is going to be business team member tasks, or tasks based off team members. So you could have each position in your business here listed in your agency, and then you could create out what that job description looks like, what the tasks are. We can even create a table here. I didn't do it because I wanted to kind of show you how to do it, but let's just say we want to create a table, forward slash, and you end up memorizing these, by the way, but you can just forward slash and look at what you got. New database, let's just call it job. I can spell today. We all know I have issues. Anyway. So let's just say it's answering the phones, right? And you can totally build this out, and then you can share this with the person that has this job title and these responsibilities, and we can put dates on them. We can task them out. We can make them recurring. We could put Monday through Friday. We can do whatever we want with this so that you can keep track and see how they're doing. So all of these things can be built out. Underneath that, if you wanted to have any links to trainings or anything like that, you can link to stuff. This can literally build out however you want, but I wanted you to have a section in your dashboard that will give you your different positions and the tasks per team member. Okay. And then meeting notes. So every time you have a meeting with your team, being able to take notes and keep track of those notes as well. The example here was just coming up with a font that's standardized across social media, website, email marketing, all the different things. And then you'll see here too, what were the goals and things that we talked about during the meeting? What are some discussion items we have? And then any action items. The other thing that's really cool here, I don't have a team member in this section, so I can't tag them, but you can absolutely do an at symbol and tag somebody and then write something out if you want, or say, this is your responsibility, right? This is for you. So then that person will get a notification that they've been tagged and they'll be able to come in here and look at it. And so they can then check it off when it's done and you can keep track of what's happening there. So again, kind of like that project management or task management system and a way for you to communicate. You can always add comments in here, tag people, upload files, different things like that. All right, so going back. And then biz links. So before I gave you a view of some links that I have in my business, not intentionally, but as you could see, I had those links so that if I need to quickly grab a link, so one of the links was, here is a Notion link for you. You can put those in here. So maybe it's your business website. Obviously, most of us probably know our business website by heart, but if you have people that are new to your agency, you want to quickly just copy and paste it, you can do that. I always forget my login to process payroll, so I have that in there. Maybe it's certain logins or different things like that that you want to grab. So just having those links easy for you to grab on your dashboard, things that you use frequently, is an awesome thing here. How are you liking this? Are you overwhelmed? Does this look like it would help keep you organized? Let me know in the chat. So the next thing that we have is, we call it the Arbelli way, but I left it blank for you. All you have to do is click here, take this off and change it. But we have a section where we have everything that we do in our agency and how we do it and how people can access it. This is an awesome place for you to have your trainings, maybe have different things that you want. So for example, we gave you already one section where it talks about product FAQs. So questions that you get frequently, how do you maybe have these in here so your team can quickly go through this reference list and possibly have some answers where they don't have to drive you insane. And they have some examples of things they can reply to people with, whether it's through email, whether it's through social, whether it's on a phone call, what have you. And so when you come in here and add one, let's just say a question might be, how do I pay my premium with, I don't know, SafeCom. You can click right here and save response. Again, it's a template, and then it'll give you the sections that you can break it down. So it keeps everything nice and uniform. It also tells you who created it, when's the last date or when it was created, last time it's been updated. So for example, if I come in and update this for any reason, I can then, it'll automatically have my information here and we'll know who's the last person that updated this. Okay. And then you can also look at it by tag. So this will be organized for all auto policy coverage changes or all auto policy coverages. Any questions about auto will be up front, and then it'll categorize based off the different tags. So we already have those tags in here for you. And you can obviously add more. So if it's billing questions, auto coverage policies, let's see, which one did we just do? Safeco. So we're going to make that a billing and payments question, right? And so when we go by tag, you'll be able to see that right there. So when you have multiple of the same tag, you'll be able to just see them easily for you. The next thing that we have here is something called a process chart. If you are an agency by design or an alumni, you know that this is something we spend a ton of time on while it's uploading. I think my Wi-Fi is just being funky today, but usually Notion's super fast. The app is definitely faster on your computer. But when we talk about the process chart, we talk about writing out all your tasks and all the things that you do in your business, making sure that they are labeled and titled, that everybody understands what we're talking about. And then what are the steps and processes that this has to have happen on a consistent basis so that everything's consistent and everybody knows what they need to do and how you want it done. And that can be done repeatedly and really build that momentum of consistency and discipline and keeping your company standard to the way you want it. So we have the what, who, how, what is the task, either based off the department it's assigned to, or you can assign it to a specific person. The how is going to be either through a link for a video, or if you guys have heard of tango.us, it's a great way to have a process built out, especially for software and things like that. Maybe it's a video you've created of how to use the phone system. Maybe it's a link to a training for Safeco, whatever that looks like, just as some examples, or you can upload a file. We have a file here for you. It's very basic. Don't get too excited, but it'll give them a way for them to access the resources of the different trainings and the way you want things done in your business and your agency. So this is a great way to just start a resource and a page that your team can go to get some product FAQ questions asked and answered, having a process chart to a resource to all the things that are done in your agency. And again, you can update this as you need to, which is great. All right, let's see what else. What did you guys think about that? Having a page where all of your training and frequently asked questions and a place that your team can go to and hopefully not drive you insane. All right, the next thing was master to-do list. This is on your dashboard, but you see here that you can open it completely and work within here, brain dump all your to-dos, categorize them, organize them as you need. and have them based off to-dos or based off the calendar, sorry, and your to-dos, you'll be able to see this. You can also click done here in the calendar. You can open this and edit this within this view as well, which is great. So you don't have to keep going back and forth. It's so user-friendly and being able to access everything. Okay. So that is your master to-do list and the different views that you have. Let's see, what did we not go over? Okay, so catch-all learning is a great one. I created a table for you guys to look at as far as things you want to study, things you want to go back and review. Maybe you're studying right now, you're in the process. And so this is a great way. For example, it's one of my favorite books, 12-week year. You'll be able to enter all this information in, and then it has a template for you to kind of summarize what that is. Also, if you're an agency by design, I just, again, shameless plug here, but it's just an example. This was an article I found that I really liked. So I put that in here, focusing on creating systems rather than just setting goals. Also, we have it here where you have a view of just books so that you can look at that table view and then gallery. So being able to have everything you're studying and learning and want to learn in one place, quotes that you might want to keep is in here as well. And then any notes. So this is a lot of stuff that I've got in here that I just made categories for, but you'll want to have a section where you can take all of the brain dumps and notes and things that you're studying. And if they're not like particular books or they're not particular articles or courses maybe that you're taking or classes that you're taking, but it's just like things that you want to keep track of in your notes. So for me, for example, notes in my phone, I used to have different notes and different categories and it still wasn't really organized. But what's great here is you have this and you can put in the information and have it organized based off categories. And of course you can add on to those as well. So these are the three different things that we have in our catch-all learning. And then let's see, we went over these. I'm gonna go over that in a second. Routines, building out routines. So this is again, a template for you to build out a routine. You can do daily, weekly, monthly, whatever you want. On the dashboard, you saw that we had your daily, weekly, monthly, annual routines. So if you wanted to have it broken down even more about the things that you need to get done, this is very, very specific. These are just examples, but it's built out for you to see. And so this is a way to start building some routines. You can copy this and duplicate it and create different routines. Also here, there's a little quick cute thing. If you're feeling overwhelmed, templates and things that you can be doing. And we purposely put that into the section where you have routines. All right. And then sales CRM. So again, I recommend Monday for this, but if you wanted a personal CRM for you, that's not, and this is just to track your leads, what's going on, how that's going. Notion also can do this too, if it's not something you wanted to do on Monday or somewhere else. And so you can absolutely have the different ways that you see it. This is going to show you in a table form. This is going to show you by status. So lead, lost, not sold, quoted, lead, lost, not sold. They turned into a prospect after they've got information. So I've always talked about a lead is when you just have someone's information. A prospect becomes someone when you've had a conversation, collected information to be able to quote, but we haven't quoted them yet. Here are people we've quoted and here are people we've sold. So you can kind of really see in a easy view where you're at and what's happening. Again, you can click on this and edit it within here. Or if you look at all records, you can change this as quickly. If you've suddenly now sold them, you can update that to sold. Changing the priority, all of that stuff. Did you upload the app? When was the last time you contacted them? You can change that to today. And then type of business. So again, you can add anything on here that you want to. And this just really helps you stay organized when it comes to all of your sales and the people that you're quoting. Okay, so let's go into this part because I swear this is like my favorite. And I've added some stuff for you all in here as well. I'm gonna check questions really quick though. Okay, do you use your master to-do list for agency only tasks or do you use it for personal other businesses as well? I'm actually gonna answer that question towards the end so I can show you the different things that you can do and what I've done. Let's see, and Rena, overwhelming, I get it. I know how your brain works, but because of the way your brain works, this would be an awesome way for you to organize a lot of stuff. And I think that what I have for you and I've created for you is a great starting point and then you can take it and grow it however big you want to. For example, I did share this with Brittany. She's an agency by design, and I showed her Notion when we were talking about some stuff, and she has built a dinosaur. I had seen her Notion after, and I was like, oh my God, what is this? It was more overwhelming for me, and she took it to a whole nother level, which is not something you have to do. But as you get into this, you definitely will start seeing how your mind works and the best way for you to do this. So I have some things, examples, again, list of trainings that I want to do. So these trainings would then go into the process chart under the blank agency way. And they're just things that I want to create trainings on. So I keep a list of that. And then any action items that I have for training and development, creating new SOPs, some things that I might want to do. So this is in here for you as well. So this just basically is specific to any tasks and things that I want to do. Honestly, this probably should be put in the goals, but there you go. The other thing that I have in here for you as an example is agency priorities. My team knows to filter out all the tasks they have on their plate for the day through this filter. Number one thing that's important to us is sales. Number two is retention, and they actually go through this and filter out. So if they have 40 tasks for the day and they're like, I don't know where to start, they can easily go through and see if it's a sales task, we start there. And then this is how we filter it through. So it's just a great way to have those filters. Also, there's a section in here to keep track of KPIs. These are the KPIs that we have on here, just as an example for you as well. Again, toggle, you can create that into a table. You can do whatever you want with that. So here's the part that I love the most. I am gonna attempt to zoom in here because I wanna make sure it's easy to view, but we're going to talk about tracking revenue. So we're going to keep track of all the table data. And then at the end of each quarter, calculate totals for the quarter. So for example, you'll take 3 months worth of information that's in this data and you will turn it into your quarter sections below. This is going to help you understand how well the performance is per quarter and if you'll be on track on a macro scale to hit your goal for the year. This is something you can review alone or share some of the data with your team. This is something that I do at the end of every single quarter. So I'll come in here and I will total out the 3 months for actual sales, what our goals were, so I can see the difference if we hit our goal, we were below or under, our cancellations for the month, so I can see if we were over the max that we wanted to cancel, what our book actually grew based off of the sales, book of business and cancellations, what were our total expenses for the 3 months in the quarter, what was our total revenue for those 3 months, and how much profit did we actually make? So I do that for every single quarter. The way I get this information though is by keeping track on a monthly basis of this. So this will help you keep track of the revenue coming into your agency. I did put a section in here for carrier / IMO / MGA or whatever you use. If you're in a franchise, if you're a captive agent, it doesn't matter. You could get rid of this if you don't need it and you just go based off the commissions you make and the revenue coming into your agency. And here's what we did. So you can go through and put in 2021 from what came into your bank. And then when you input the commissions in 2022 or 2022 and then 2023 moving forward, it'll show you the difference of what you made in that month. And then you'll want to put in here what your cost was. So how much did you spend in paying your team commissions, any operating costs, et cetera. This really gives you a beautiful view of what's happening in your business and in your agency as far as finances go and allow you to make better decisions on what's going on moving forward. Now, if you are doing accounting and you've got QuickBooks and all things, yes, you can absolutely pull reports, but I sometimes like to take just pieces of these reports or pieces of data and put them in a view that I like to see to make quick, accurate decisions and not have to like go through and sift through a huge report. So, and a lot of people don't know which reports to pull anyway. So this is pretty simple. You just go in, put in the amount that you got deposited into your bank for commissions, and then how much expenses you had for the month, and it'll automatically tell you the difference for the year before. Okay, so tracking your income, looking at it on a quarterly basis. The next thing is tracking your expenses. So you'll have a section here for your fixed bills, which probably are not going to change since they're fixed bills. You'll want to be able to do that. And then tracking any expenses that are variable, which is basically funds that are going to be shifting or adjusting or be one-offs that you need to pay in that month in particular. And then we have a section here, we'll all keep track as the agency owner, like incentives and bonuses that I've talked to my team about or that we have in place, or maybe we can even have a section that says future stuff, but we will say, once we hit this premium, you'll get this percentage for the month. Maybe it's an incentive that you want to have a 4-day work week. Maybe it's trip incentives. You can just keep track of all the incentives here. And then any goals that you have. So we have the sales tracker in here. This is the sales tracker for the entire agency. So I will keep track of how much was sold, how much was lost in a month. And that also goes into the other things that we looked at, but I wanted to be able to see it on a smaller level for month to month, and then be able to have it totaled out on the quarter, right? And how much we gained. And again, how much commissions we made for that month. Some of this stuff feels a little redundant or repetitive, but that's how you get your quarterly numbers. And then main goals for the company or main things that you need to know. We want to hit this much in monthly sales. We don't want to over cancel this. So we have a max goal of cancellations. What's our retention goal for us? November through February, we're going into winter. Like, winter is coming from us. These are the slower months that we have. It's just been this way for 12 years. There's like, we try to do better some months, some years we have better months, but for us, November through February are our slower months, and May, August, and September are always been our best months. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the cold weather. And yeah. And then wanting to have 90 days of cash in the bank is a goal. So let's just say that could look like $81,000. This is just an example. So something you want to have a goal for. Okay. So this should help you keep track of your business finances and be able to see in a quick view to make decisions. The other thing is we have a personal money template in here as well. So you can delete all these how-tos after you can download this template, but it'll help you keep track of your personal finances. If you're doing a good job keeping track of your personal and your business, then you should be doing well. Here's some examples, completely random, of some money goals that you might want to set. I always set at least 5 money goals every year. In here, you'll also see some triggers and things you might have a hard time with when it comes to spending your money. Just examples, again, categories for spending money, different money goals that you might have based off of sinking funds and debt and savings, all the different things. So all this is in here as well. Again, we talked about having a 90-day reserve cash in the bank. So it says savings, just different things that you'll see here. So you'll have your money goals. You'll have your money tracker for the different things that you have in your business. This basically is like all the different categories that I could think of that you might want to keep track of with your money. There's a page for debt. So just having different things for this as well. And you can obviously have different tables and different things that you might need in here as well. So this will help you with your personal money. Another thing that I like to track is that I'm actually doing the money tracking and completing the reconciling for my accounting every month. So obviously finished 2022 in December soon. And then I just basically made it for 2023. And also the other thing that really helps me is writing where I left off. Because sometimes I'll go back in my QuickBooks or my accounting and be like, where did I leave off? So it helps me know where to go right back to if I need to. And then you'll have a section for bills. Is it a need or want? How much it is, when it's due, and the type. Again, this is for personal. So that's what you got there. Okay. I think that's pretty much it. Again, I know some of you are overwhelmed by this, but the reason I'm also showing this to you is because this is another option that you can use, but also this template is available, and I will put the link in the description below. Once you get the link, you will want to obviously have a Notion account, which I gave you the link to. You will then be able to get the link, and you'll want to duplicate, because anything that gets changed will then mess up your stuff. Okay. So you'll want to make sure you click duplicate. It'll be in this right top right corner here. All right, so let me know what questions do you have. I am going to address the one question for that was about using the master to-do list for personal and business. So for me, because I'm always working, I feel like I like to use my master to-do list for both personal and business. My schedule and my life is not really cut and dry between here are the hours I work, here are the hours that I'm doing my personal life. So because it's more of an integration than necessarily a balance, for me, it's just easier to be able to look at my full to-do list and say, hey, I got to go to this meeting, but on the way to the meeting, there is a Target on the corner and I have to return this item. And so I can look at it instead of forgetting to do that, where I can kind of batch some of the things that I have to do. If that makes sense, it just really helps me be able to see all the things. Now, you could add in a section here if you wanted to and make a status, or not a status, sorry. You could add a section in here for a select, and you can just say personal. Oops, sorry. I need more caffeine. Anybody else feeling like this today? It's like, so tomorrow is Nevada Day for us, which the kids are out of school. So it feels like it's Friday to me right now. But anyway, that's probably the reason. So you can do personal, and then you can also do business if you want. And then you can categorize and filter this out based on things that are personal or things that are business if you want to. Okay. So hopefully that answered your question, but you can absolutely in Notion also have personal board and a work board. So right now we're working off the templates, but you can also separate them into two if you want, things that are life. So for example, in my personal board, I have like home projects that I need to do. I have my kids' schedule. I have like different things like that that really are specific to personal life and don't necessarily cross paths possibly with business. And so that I can go in there when I'm working on that specifically, or like meal plans and grocery lists and different things like that. There are times, like I said, it will cross, so that I have like my quick note and I'll just put stuff in there, but then I can go ahead and organize the information. Okay, any other questions? So if anybody's used Notion and you wanna chime in or wanna ask a question without being in the chat, you can absolutely unmute and let us know how you're feeling about this. Is this something that you think would be valuable? Would you use this? Give us some feedback. I'd love to hear from you and just kind of open this up more workshop style and see how you guys are feeling about this. Brittany, I don't know if you can chat, but I'd love to hear some of your, yes, I am going to put the template in the chat so you can access that if that's something that you want to. Hey Brittany, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Barely. There we go.
Oh, it's better.
Yep.
But no, yeah, since you introduced me to Notion, I went a little crazy on YouTube videos trying to learn everything I can. But since I've learned so much from it, it's helped like clear out my brain. I feel like because my mind is scattered in a million different places.
Yeah.
So I literally, first thing I do when I get in the office is I look at my Notion, go through, okay, what is my routine? What am I supposed to be doing? What needs to get done today? And it just has everything so much more organized when instead of just staring at my computer wondering what I'm supposed to do next. So
what is like your favorite thing? I know you created kind of like your own dashboard. Like what is the one thing you feel like you use the most every single
So I think there's this new template that I found. Of course I get distracted too with the new thing. But there was this template where it's what I've been wanting to create for myself, and I've kind of customized it, but instead of using a planner, I use Notion. Yep. And so I have it marked off. So every day I have my daily page that I look at that has everything I wanted to get done that day. And then it has my page for the week, page for the month. So kind of, and what you went through is very similar to what I've been using, but just having that one place to refer to is
just like lets you get in quickly and just kind of start taking action, I'm assuming, of like the things that you have to get done and just keeping yourself organized, I'm assuming. Understanding that it makes things so much easier and streamlined. Like I know a lot of times I talk about things that help with productivity and help with keeping track of things and just staying organized is just like, if you already feel like you're not an organized person, which is probably not true because you're a business owner, which means you take a lot of action and you probably are way more organized than a lot of people. You just seem to have this limiting belief that you're not organized because you've got a lot of stuff in your mind. If your mind is not clear, you're going to be stressed out. You're going to be overwhelmed. And so sometimes some of the things that I show you look this like crazy robust thing, or they just look like another thing you have to do. But if we don't do something to get ourselves in a place where we can have more clarity and show up and take action quicker and just not feel so lost, or we're holding on to all this information in our brain, there's no way you're going to be able to execute as effectively or just even think clearly because there's just so much stuff. Like if you just think about it, like a highway that has traffic and has a lot of different ramps to go to different other freeways and different directions you can take and exits and all the things, Like, that's what your brain's usually like. But when you can take a second to just clear that path, to slow down that traffic for a second and just take inventory of some of the cars that are on the highway and then put them in a place that's categorized, that highway becomes completely free for you to drive 100 miles per hour, right? I know that's a really weird analogy. That's just what came to my mind, but that's what it feels like when you don't have things organized. It just feels like you're stuck in traffic and you're seeing all these off ramps and you don't know what to do. You're just trying to get to your destination. And if we don't do something to make it easier, have a better path to get to where we want to go and not be distracted by other things, then you're just going to keep staying in the section, in the place that you're in and the way you're doing things. And that's why I love Notion or these other type of things that I talk about, is because they're customizable. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've changed my dashboard, and I kept the dashboard that I created simple so that you can add on to it, but at least you have kind of the meat and potatoes of what I use every single day and I think are crucial and important to keep you on task. But you can change it. You can customize it to how your mind works, because we're all different. But having a template or somewhere that you can at least start from and seeing what other people use, I think is helpful. And then if you want to go down the rabbit hole of all things Notion, you absolutely can. I'm that type of person because I want to keep growing and learning and making things better and increasing the efficiency of processes that I create. But definitely, it's a great way to start. Another person that I love to follow is Thomas Frank. He has amazing YouTube videos about Notion. And he also is on Skillshare. If you don't know what Skillshare is, I can also put a link in there for you to learn about Skillshare. Skillshare is awesome. I'm not even trying to like plug this in, but if you don't use Skillshare, you should. It's a great place for you to learn how to learn a lot of things. And it's really inexpensive, and they do have like a free version. I just put the link for Skillshare in there, but he has great videos about productivity, how he uses Notion, how he organizes it. I think he also has some templates you could look at. And the whole thing about templates is just that somebody's done the legwork and they've created a framework that you can take and use and then edit it and customize it and just use it as a foundation for you to move off of. Because when I first started, I was staring at a blank screen, and it's like a blank piece of paper, like a doc, a Microsoft doc, right? I was like, where do I even start? I don't even know. And so when I got a template that I kind of liked, and I got other ones and different things, and I started organizing it the way I wanted to, I deleted the things that I didn't want to use, or I tried using it and it wasn't working, and I customized it, or I was like, hey, I really like this, but I don't like the way the view is, or I want to switch out the different columns to be named differently or add different statuses or things that I want to. So just super helpful as far as that goes. So this is my second brain. This is how I organize everything in my entire life. And I just want to share the templates that we think are important for agency owners and just will help you get started. So all the links are available in the chat. They're available also on Facebook. And then we will be emailing you out kind of an organized link system with the recording of the video. So if you have any questions, you can always email us back, of course, and get a hold of us. But let me know, are there any last questions that you have before we end today?
Hey, Cassidy, I had a question. You know, the link that you just sent us with the template deal?
Yep.
Is that only available for today, or is that something that's always going to be available?
Yep, always going to be available. And
is this a one-time thing, or is it a subscription?
One time, you'll click on the link, you will purchase, what have you, you will get the link to download and duplicate the templates, and then it'll immediately take all of those templates and put it into your Notion. It's so easy. It's actually ridiculous how easy it is. And then you'll get that first page, actually, I'll show you. So what you will actually be getting is this right here. And when you get it up here on the top right, it'll say duplicate. You'll click duplicate, and then all of this will come into your Notion. And then all you're going to want to do is change what it's called. You'll want to just get rid of all of this because this is a lot of instructions. And there's also a video here on how to use these things that I go into detail on how to use this. So when you're done, you'll just want to delete all of this. Mm-hmm. You want to make sure anything that you want in your favorites, it's really easy. You just click the left or the right three buttons here, and then you can add this to favorites. And then I would download the Notion app on your phone and you'll be able to see everything in the same manner on your phone. It's super, super simple. The other thing is you can obviously watch this video, create all these things absolutely on your own. It took me about 8 hours to create this. So it depends. And then my mind already works like this. So it depends on how much time you want to spend on it. But also too, just to be super transparent, you can add another page in here and go through templates. Notion has millions of free templates as well. I don't think we used any of these at all. If so, we edited it completely for the insurance space with all the different topics and such, but there's a ton of templates here. And you can also go through, again, if you're someone who wants to go down the rabbit hole, you absolutely can, but there's a bunch of templates here that also people are offering. Most of them are for sale for certain pricing. I'm not sure. Like this one, for example, it's like one board and it's $19. But anyways, if this helps with your productivity, it's something that's well worth the investment for templates or just to get started in learning about Notion. And even for those of you that don't use a system like this, this will really help you just stay organized. If you don't have something like this on other software or on paper or in your Google Calendar or whatever, where you can quickly access things. I mean, just thinking about the amount of time I would spend sifting through my Google Docs or my desktop for my logo for a specific file type, right? Or going through my bookmarked URLs and links on my Chrome folders, like would take me hours just to find the link that I'm looking for. Things like that, that are going to save you time and make you more productive and do things faster is really what this is about, so that you can spend less time looking for stuff or trying to figure things out and just staying organized. It's going to cut your time in half and how long things take you as well. And then it also provides the ability for you to share it with your team so that you cut that time in half for them too. No confusion. They know where to find everything. They're not texting you, emailing you, knocking on your door like, hey, can you send me that link for this thing? I know for a really long time, I was messaging my team member like, can you send me the payroll link again? And finally, I was like, this is ridiculous. Like, I need to stop doing that because I can just easily put it in the links that I, you know, need often, and I can stop driving her nuts and driving myself nuts. So,
all right. That's amazing. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm just going to look through the chat, see if there's any other questions. Jennifer says super overwhelming, but once my mind starts to comprehend everything, this might be a great tool. Yes, it will be. Honestly, the video that I have in there really breaks it down. You can pause, play with Notion, go back and play the video and really take a look at it. Chris says, how do you decide what's going into Monday versus Notion? Okay. Oh, I'm happy you appreciate this. Great. So Monday for us is completely about entering agency data for tracking and measuring. So my team doesn't use Notion when it comes to tracking like sales, leads, marketing, our book of business, retention, cancellations, all of that. It's all done in Monday. Also because we have automations and integrations put in place. So for example, when we sell a policy, we'll click a button that says onboard and that'll start a series of emails, texts and calls and things that go to the client so we can start the onboarding process, asking for review, et cetera. I honestly am going to be 100% transparent. I don't know if Notion does that stuff, but I really love the way Monday does it. And we have our whole system built there. For me, Notion is used as my personal kind of planning, task manager, et cetera. But I do like how I can customize the pages and share those pages for like trainings and links and resources to that type of stuff. So hopefully that helps make sense on the two different things. Monday's really more about tracking our business data. The only thing that I really track on Notion for that is the finance stuff for me. So my team doesn't see that. And that's just for me to be able to see that information. So it's more of like my personal planner, if that makes sense, in a digitized manner. All right. Okay. So no other questions. You guys will get the recording. Again, you can always ask me any question, Facebook, Instagram, email, what have you, anytime. And if you have a great Notion that you started and you want to share and just be proud of it, like we'd love to see it and hear from you on how it's going. So awesome. Thank you guys so much for hanging out. By the way, we're going to have workshops every single month. So make sure you stay tuned on Instagram, Facebook, all the things and email. And like I mentioned on Facebook, We did do the tag everyone, and I know that's annoying, but we will only do it once a month for the workshops, just so if it's an interesting topic to you, you don't miss out. I know the algorithm sometimes when you are in the group and you're not participating in certain things, like you won't see stuff, and I want to make sure that you guys can see it. So hopefully that's not annoying you, and just let me know if it is, but that is the only time we're going to use it. And next month we have a workshop about branding your business. And then in December, we're going to be talking about how to set up a tracking system through Monday for your business and your agency. So Chris, I know you mentioned that was interesting. So that will be in December as far as workshops coming up, and we'll announce some more stuff coming up in the beginning of the year. So thank you guys all for hanging out. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and Halloween. Stay safe, and hopefully your kids don't eat too much candy. I know I'll be eating all the candy. Bye, everyone.